Did you know Jalen Brunson once scored 50 points without missing a single three-pointer?
I'm Vixie Steele, this is Truth Amplified.
And I'm feeling feisty, mate. Let's get into it.
Jalen Brunson, point guard, New York Knicks, lefty like his dad, Rick. Look, if you've watched 5 minutes of Knicks basketball since 2022, you've seen it. Balance, footwork, a mid-range that cuts through defences like a box cutter, and that weird little sorcery where he finishes offhand through giants who thought they had him walled off. He didn't stroll in with a golden draft slot either. 33rd overall in 2018, second round. Dallas takes him. Kid outworks his label. Next thing you know, he's the adult in the room come playoff time. Western Conference Finals in 2022. Then New York drops a bag in 2022 and hands him the keys to Madison Square Garden.
Let's rewind, because the origin story slaps. Stevenson High School, Illinois. Records everywhere. 57 in a double OT classic. 56 in a state semi-final. Then he closes the loop by winning the IHSA 4A title in 2015 and grabs Illinois Mr. Basketball. McDonald's All-American, Jordan Brand, Nike Hoop Summit, U18 Gold, later MVP of the U19 World Cup. That's not noise, that's a drumline. Then Villanova, two rings, 2016 as a freshman starter, 2018 as the conductor, consensus National Player of the Year, Wooden, Naismith, AP, USBWA, NABC, and the Bob Cousy Award for dessert. If you want a blueprint for a point guard who reads the room and kills you slowly, that's it.
Dallas nabs him 33rd. That contract was team poetry. 3 years guaranteed on a second round deal, and he outplays it immediately. By 2022, he's cooking Utah in the playoffs. 41 in game two without Luka, cool as a bank vault. Then New York calls. 4 years, $104 million. Knicks get slapped a pick for tampering. Oh, this again. But listen, he shows up, and the half-court offense finally has a pulse. First All-Star in 2024, All-NBA second team in 2024, 2025, and 2026. You want regular season fireworks? December 2023, Phoenix. 50 points, 9 for 9 from 3, set a record with 8 straight threes in a half, the first 50 without a missed 3 on at least 8 attempts, plus 9 assists and 5 steals. That's not hot, that's plasma.
Then he drops 61 in March 2024, piles up Player of the Week and Month nods, and turns the Garden into a damn pressure cooker every fourth quarter. In the 2024 playoffs, he sets the Knicks' single-game playoff record with 47 on Philly, then closes a series with 3 straight 40s, first since Michael Jordan in 1989 to do that. You can say the names. Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Curry. Brunson's tape keeps wandering into their neighbourhoods at 2 a.m. like he owns the block. Now, life happens. Game 7 in 2024 versus the Pacers. Fractures his left hand. Season over with surgery. Bloody hell. But he comes back, and in July 2024, he does something you never see. He signs a below-max extension. 4 years, $156.5 million, when he could have chased a five-year mountain in 2025. Why? Team flexibility. That's leadership, and yeah, I said it. By 2025, he's the NBA's Clutch Player of the Year. League-leading clutch buckets, 5.6 clutch points a game. 51.5% in those minutes, dagger after dagger. Hits a series-winning three to ice Detroit. December 2025, wins the NBA Cup and takes MVP. Then 2026, sweeps Cleveland in the East Finals, Larry Bird Trophy as Conference Finals MVP. Knicks back to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. Respect where it's due. Important people. Rick Brunson. 9 NBA seasons, coaching gigs. The family bounced around until settling in Lincolnshire in 2010. Jalen's not learning basketball from a YouTube mixtape. He's literally in the orbit of pros. Film rooms, training rooms. When Tom Thibodeau was an assistant in New York back in the day, Jalen was around. That matters. Habits matter. And yeah, the network matters too. Knicks hired Rick in June 2022. The league screams tampering. New York eats the penalty. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. If the fit is real and the work delivers, fans don't care how tidy the handshake looked on paper. Let's address the controversy everyone drags out like a piñata. High school,
March 2014, state semi-final. He drops 56, still an IHSA playoff record, and still images looked like he threw an obscene gesture. Video was inconclusive. The suspension got overturned. He played. My take, he was unfairly scrutinised. Sports are emotional, especially when you're carrying a whole school on your back under TV lights. If the actual footage can't convict you and the governing body says play on, then drop it. Can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed to live rent-free for a decade while the man is out here breaking NBA records? Comment if you disagree, but bring evidence, not vibes.
You want a window into the 9 for 9 from deep thing. I felt that all right. Picture a nasty pub trivia night. Cash prize, I'm running on cheap coffee and spite. Final round is lightning. 10 questions, zero time. Everything from 1970s metal B-sides to naming the Olympic host that tried to ban punk gigs. I go perfect, not a miss. The room spins, the table's losing it. I'm hearing the bell before I press it. That's flow state. Now multiply it by 15,000 people, a defence trying to shove you into the fifth row, and cameras catching every blink. That's Brunson. Rhythm, economy, no wasted steps, and the sheer audacity to keep shooting when your hands are shaking from the last make. Hell yeah, now we're talking.
And look, that stuff takes a toll. You empty the tank to hit perfect, and tomorrow some clown on a panel asks if it was a fluke. I've had it with this fucking nonsense. Watch the tape. The man's footwork and balance survive contact. He manipulates angles, he punishes switches, he lives at the nail, and he does it on repeat. That's not luck. That's craft. That's years of Rick and Sandra's competitive house, Villanova's discipline, Dallas proving grounds, Tom Thibodeau's grimy reps, and a brain that absorbs scout reports like oxygen.
So, here's the headline. Second round pick becomes the engine of the Knicks, turns clutch time into a one-man court martial, takes less money to keep the window open, and drags a sleeping giant back to late May and June. Unbelievable. But not surprising if you were paying attention. Back in my day, people had fucking standards. Brunson does. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful and catch me tomorrow for another dose of truth.